You know, in terms of rudeness and ugly behavior, we do have these nasty, high-profile battles that are captured on social media, like a fight in midair during a flight, or maybe a customer and a clerk are going at it over some dispute. But it strikes me that there are also a lot of things that happen that there are not a lot of witnesses to. You can step on an elevator and just for good nature say, "Hey, how you doing?" to the person on the elevator, and they will simply say nothing. Or maybe you have a legitimate question for an employee at a store, and they snap at you and say, "You know, I'm very busy," and they can't be bothered. Can you tell us what happens to our nervous systems and our bodies when people treat us this way?
We tend to go into a fight or flight mode where really our emotions kind of bubble up in a way that makes it very tough to think straight. I call it the storm in your brain. And if you want to make a quick decision or come up with a solution to something, it's really hard to do. It puts us in a mode where we have difficulty responding in an intelligent way, in a timely way. It slows us down. So our working memory operates much slower when we're in this mode. And we tend to perform worse. We make more mistakes. We're less creative. It stops us from bringing our best selves to whatever we're doing or the people that we're interacting with.
So as I hear you describe that, I'm thinking about scenarios where there is a toxic boss or toxic colleagues who treat us badly all the time. Our overall productivity at work and being our best selves at work must suffer greatly.
It does. We run experiments and we see that performance tends to decline over 30%. When this happens, and we have seen that people tend to ruminate on this and think about it throughout the day, which takes us off task for very long periods of time.
I wanted to ask that simple example of jumping on an elevator and trying to say hello to somebody just for politeness sake, and they don't say anything back. Is that dependent on what kind of person you are as to how long you're going to think about that and be bothered by that?
Yes, some people are wired such that they're much more sensitive than others. Genetically, some people have a gene which makes them much more sensitive to things like threat and stress and embarrassment. And also we're hardwired in our brains to kind of respond much differently. So some people are up to, I believe, 3,000 times different when that kind of thing happens to us. So you can expect people to respond quite differently.
Christine, the best way to fight off disease is to eat properly, not be overweight, work out and not smoke. Is that also the best way to ward off really terrible effects of people being rude to us?
Yes, I think you want to control what you can control. And the best case is for you to take care of yourself. Things like working out, it's a great stress release. It also puts us in a mode where we're much more likely to be mindful in responding to people, especially those that might challenge us. Eating healthy primes us for success. Sleeping, allows us to self-regulate in the moment and respond well or better than we would. So all of those things contribute to bringing our best selves into interactions with others and, you know, lead us to also have healthier, happier, more fulfilling lives.
Do most people who act rudely understand that they're being rude?
No, I believe that most of this stems from a lack of self-awareness. So while 95% of people believe they're self-aware, Tasha Yurick's found that only 10 to 15% actually are. But, you know, I have found that most of this stems not from people wanting to be jerks or mean to other people, but rather we just don't understand how we're affecting others.
You talked about controlling only what you could control, and we talked about nutrition, exercise, taking care of yourself. Is there anything else you could do? I mean, I suppose what I'm reaching for here is how much do you respond to that aggression that you've just received?
Yeah, I think most of it is you're trying to build yourself up to be more resilient and to be happier and a better place so that, when this happens, it doesn't completely take you off track. So I think building up your positive relationships with others is huge. And the idea of thriving outside of work, if this happens in the workplace, you want to lead a happier, more fulfilling life so that when this does happen, it doesn't pull you off track as much. You're stronger, you know, you're more resilient. That person doesn't matter to you as much. Their opinion, you know, how they put you down, it's not going to completely ruin your day because you know that you have people that care about you and you know that you have activities that you love and this isn't going to ruin your life.
How can we learn more about this phenomenon, protecting ourselves, but also somehow urging people to be nicer to one another, just for the general health of everyone?
Yeah, I think, you touched on the idea of stepping outside of this, and we find that self-distancing, in other words, how's this going to affect me in a year or 5 years? Or if I were watching this happen, like a movie almost, would it kill me? Would it break me? And usually that provides a lot more perspective for others. But I think, generally, if we want this to decrease, it's, who do you want to be? If people mistreat you, does it pay to retaliate, or do you want to take the higher road? And I think that, just that moment of kind of breathing and thinking about that hopefully goes a long way to how you respond, because that can really, deflate the situation and also decrease the amount of times that others suffer from this kind of rude behavior. I think we want to be the change that we're looking for. I think it's easy to point the finger nowadays to others, particularly those that may be on the other side of issues. But I think ideally, if you think about contributing small actions, they matter a lot. So things like, saying hello to people, asking how you can help, thanking people, listening attentively. We may not think those things matter, but they really do tend to lift people up. And in today's day, where people are suffering a lot mentally and emotionally, I think they'll go a long way to helping others and maybe, moving us out of this kind of darker spot.
And I'm not the expert here, but I guess I would just add, I don't feel like you lose if you say thank you, and it's not necessarily reciprocated. You're still doing the right thing and the good thing, and you should feel good about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're being a role model, and we need more of those today. And certainly in organizations, a quarter of the people that we survey say that they're rude because their leader is. And so I think if we think about that, whether we're at work or not, it really sets a tone for others. And hopefully, we find that it spreads. So if we're lifting each other up or, valuing people, we tend to do that to the next person, even if they're strangers. And so I think, again, our actions matter more than we might think they do.